under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in our dialogue and discussion as we have each and every day as we face the issues. It's always a delight to have you join the discussion, lest I forget it. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, as we have noticed the foreign countries that President Trump has visited in, he's proudly been, swooned or in some way appeased in every nation that he's been in thus far by the display, the proud display of the American flag. I was amazed to watch the horses with the horsemen on the horses carrying American flags as President Trump's cavalcade of cars and so forth drove him into the palace where he met with some of the dignitaries just the other day. The flag, the American flag. Then the singing the national, playing the national anthem. I don't know about you, but I was really proud to watch that taking place. Listen, there are a lot of things that may be happening. There are a lot of things that could happen. Some things that I dislike in relationship to the open arm embrace of some of these nations and where they stand against Christianity. They're Islamic nations. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about today Christian persecution and media silence. Christian persecution and media silence. But as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that the scripture is very, very clear. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the scripture makes a declaratory statement about the word of God. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture assures us that the truth of the Lord endures forever. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important that we understand that underlying biblical principle that the truth of the Lord endures forever. You might ask, how long is forever? It's forever. Unending. Non-ending. Always there. The truth of the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, we have those who want to bifurcate truth, reject truth, and say truth is not relevant. In fact, I think of George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, the dystopian novel entitled 1984, which, by the way, was published in the late 40s. Orwell said, among other things, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of where you stand. Truth matters regardless of the party that you're in. Truth matters if you're on the left coast or the right coast in the nation. Truth is relevant today. And it is contrary to what multitudes say in relationship to truth. There are some that will say, well, truth doesn't really matter. In fact, the latest survey shows that the majority of younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And listen, if there's no absolute truth, where do we go for answers? If there's no absolute truth, then all court cases and all laws that are set up would be irrelevant. You've got to have a source for truth. truth fountainheads out of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I'm looking at the headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The article continues that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. Yet we know that there are those today that want to reject truth and try to bifurcate truth. I've said for many, many, many years, right on this broadcast, if you take a half-truth, it's a whole lie and cannot be viewed as truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, listen to the truth, learn the truth, seek the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. It is the fundamental, foundational values that we hold as Christians. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said, in part, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that truth ought to be viewed as being the only source for the direction for our nation. When we deviate from truth morally, ethically, biblically, politically, we have deviated from a path that God has set for us in His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you ask the question, how do I find Tools for Time? It's located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for the flag, U.S. flag. I'm always made proud, if you please, when I see Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing any place in America. There are many places in America today that the flag is forbidden. You can't fly the flag. I think about a man that owns one of the outdoor companies. I've forgotten the state that it's in. Flag is being... there's a persecution and prosecution taking place against him because he's flying the flag. They're fining him $1,000 a day. And he said he will continue to pay that $1,000 a day before he takes the flag down. The bureaucrats in that city say the flag's too large, too high, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He has been flying that flag, paying that fine now for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And there's no relenting from the city officials, the county officials. But the point is, wherever Trump has gone in the past week, the dignitaries that welcome him, embrace him, all are showing and flying the American flags. I'm thankful to see that. President Trump makes a good ambassador, if you will, for American freedom and the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I am so thankful for that. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, this is just brief monologue getting into the issue of what we're talking about today. But I thought it was important for us to discuss. Looking at a headline, says Smithsonian Museum guards tell a man to put away his American flag. a man who was using a small American flag to guide a tour group through the Smithsonian American History Museum was told to put away Old Glory because it might offend some people. Austin Peterson, a well-known broadcaster, was guiding a group of his fans through the museum when he was approached by a guard. Quote, "This flag is forbidden from being displayed in the Smithsonian American History Museum because," the guard said, "this symbol may be offensive to some who are visiting," end quote. This article says, President Trump should shut this kind of behavior down at the Smithsonian immediately. An eyewitness to the scene verified Peterson's account, noting, "No American flags at an American history museum's allowed." Thank you again, this article reads, for bringing this to our attention. This is too from the Smithsonian after they were put on notice. Thank you again for bringing this to our attention. A museum staffer wrote on Twitter, "We apologize for any confusion. At the Smithsonian, American flags are celebrated and revered every day. In fact, we sell them in our store, and we are the proud home of the original Star-Spangled Banner." That's all well and good, but why are the rogue security guards harassing patriot Americans inside the museum? Ladies and gentlemen, our flag is under attack, has been for years and years and years. Our flag is under attack. It stands for freedom and liberty. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the religious liberties and the Christian freedoms being eviscerated, being deteriorated, and somehow shut out, shut down almost every day someplace in America. Ladies and gentlemen, today in our nation and around the world, there's a vast persecution and prosecution and a deliberate intent of undermining anything that's called Christian or Christians that are openly celebrating their relationship to Jesus Christ. It's a sad, sad shame. So we're talking about today Christian persecution and media silence. Are you aware that around the globe Christians are being persecuted today as much, if not more, than in the first century? Are you aware of the fact that in America there's that subtle persecution of Christians that multitudes did not even recognize exist? Because multitudes today of Christians think that somehow, some way, it's okay to simply bow, if you will, to do whatever the political correctness says in relationship to our Christian faith and our stand. Look at a headline that says, "Biden memo, let feds," that's the federal government, "target Americans for non-criminal behavior because of being Christians." The now declassified strategy plan provided for the foundation for Biden-era agencies target conservatives and Christians and anyone who appeared to resist or dissent from the Biden-Harris agenda. The Biden administration authorized federal law enforcement for years to target Americans engaged in concerning non-criminal behavior in the name of fighting domestic terrorism, with a specific eye on those serving in the military, those owning firearms, and spreading the official consideration of xenophobia, disinformation, according to the newly classified documents. The stunning breadth of the mandate was disclosed when the National Director of Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, recently released a fully unredacted version of the administration's strategic implementation plan of countering domestic terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about a 10-page article. The bottom line is, under the Biden administration, through the Department of Justice, to be carried out by the FBI, were memos, documents, and information basically saying that if you're a concerned parent, if you're a concerned Christian, if you stand for morals and ethics and values, you need to be viewed as one that is dangerous for America, and you're targeted as a domestic terrorist. And that, ladies and gentlemen, because President Trump has gone in office, that aspect has not gone away. It's not just melted into oblivion and no longer exists. There's still elements of that Biden administration and the Obama administration that's still rooted and grounded in America and in American culture, and is still operative and real today. Perhaps you face some of that. Let me just simply quickly say today, persecution of our religious liberties and freedom of speech and the prosecution of Christians as a result of it may be subtle in America, but it's not subtle on an international plane. We'll talk about that today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Just a moment, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to start calling, asking your questions. Do you see Christian persecution? Are you witnessing religious liberties deteriorating? Is it going to be good, bad, or indifferent with the relationships that Trump is engendering on his trip? Now, I'm not trying to put Trump down. I'm not trying to say that he has done something wrong. But I'm concerned when I see the open arm embrace from the Marxist, communist, jihadist lands around the globe that historically have persecuted, prosecuted, beheaded, and slaughtered Christians. Now, I'm praying that somehow, some way, God will continue to divinely intervene and slow that process down and or completely squelch it. But as we look at the scripture and understand what the last days will be like, we're witnessing the further promulgation and the further prompting of what I believe will be seen more and more each and every day of Christian persecution. In fact, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 18, if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. He goes on to say, remember that the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they have persecuted me, they, speaking of the world, will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has already warned us in the Word that the world will hate us, the world will persecute us, and that's found over and over and over again in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen, to validate that. You can go to the Old Testament, find those that the Bible referred to as God-fearers, the New Testament where we're referred to as Christians, and you'll find there's an animus and a hatred toward anyone that embraces the Word of God, that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and that are godly in their life and living. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians are persecuted for standing for morals. Christians are persecuted for standing for values and biblical ethics. If we stand against the porn books in the classrooms, the system will come against you, calling you names. You're just a racist. You're just a bigot. You just want to ban books. And ladies and gentlemen, we have right here in our Duval County school system where there's a battle, though it may be subtle, though the media is not covering it, though some are not aware of it, there's a battle over the books that are openly available for our kids in the public school system. That some parents are concerned about it, and some parents, when they go speak at the school board, their mics are turned off, because in one occasion, a parent reading from one of the porn books called a textbook in the classroom, the mic was turned off because the school board members did not want that parent to be reading the garbage that was being read and openly heard, because it was coming from a textbook that they were trying to sequester and prevent anybody from knowing. I'm thankful that on our school board we have a handful of school board members that are trying their best to carry out the task of rooting out and removing the garbage in the classrooms. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, it is the fact that those things that are being promulgated and pushed are in the face of standing against anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. I'm looking at an article from Liberty Counsel Matt Staver. It says this: New York Governor Kathy Hochul refused to respond to our petition for a writ of certiorari, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review our case. But now the High Court has ordered the governor and other health care employers, and defendants to respond. The governor will no longer be able to avoid admitting to the court how she violated clear federal law by openly discriminating against Christians. Listen to the article. Governor Hochul's COVID-19 shot mandate required all New York healthcare employers to force their employees to get the experimental COVID jab. The governor allowed shot exemptions for medical reasons, but she ordered employers to never consider any request for religious accommodations. Quote, any employee who requested their federal Title VII religious freedom rights was ordered to be fired. Now, ladies and gentlemen, finally, after several years of churning behind the scenes with the court system, the governor can no longer hide behind the door. She's been ordered to appear and answer questions about why that was the case. It was a clear, purposeful persecution and prosecution of Christians. Now, perhaps you're familiar with some events like that. Perhaps you believe that somehow, some way, Christians are not being persecuted and prosecuted. Perhaps somehow, some way, it's not affected you. Listen, one of the major things that I find that's egregious is so many people, that because they've not had it confront them, they've not had the problem with it, that somehow, some way, there's a sense that I'm okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you from a firsthand experiential relationship in that realm, we can put something on our church's marquee about those that are coming against Christians, about the morals, ethics, and values that's against the Word of God, and how Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted. And the media goes absolutely bonkers. I call them the loose likes, lost liberals. The ones that are the, if they fall into the category of being the Marxist media and are the socialist mindset, they are offended or claim to be offended when there's something that stands up for Christian values, morals, ethics, and biblical truth. But if it's on the other side of the aisle, you're supposed to embrace what they say. We as Christians are supposed to simply embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in the public classrooms and not say anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply an illegitimate argument. But if we stand for truth, we're persecuted, we're prosecuted, we're made fun of and chided. I'm looking at an article. Meditate on this. Students win millions of dollars after the school forces them into worship of pagan gods. A school district and a foundation launched by a late Hollywood director have been ordered to pay millions of dollars to students and their families for forcing their pagan religious beliefs onto students. It is the Chicago Board of Education and the David Lynch Foundation of Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace that must pay $2.6 million after students, including Christians and others, were forced to take part in a ceremony that participants charged invoked Hindu deities. A report in the Washington Stand said that the ruling came from a federal judge who confirmed 773 former Chicago students will be affected by the ruling. Chicago school officials have agreed to pay $170,000 to the Leftist Foundation to provide quiet time program services. It happened at the Daniel Hale Williams Prep School of Medicine and Gage Public Park High School. Time is an evidence-based, the quiet time component issue is an evidence-based stress reduction and cognitive development technique known as transcendental meditation. One plaintiff confirmed that she was forced into the school official's claim was quiet time, but in reality it was a time forced of worship of a pagan Hindu god, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, our public educational system, our universities and colleges, see no problem with forcing Christians into that realm. Listen, just try that in reverse. Try a Christian school or a moral, ethical, values-based educational system, and you want to force an Islamic to do something like that. You want to force a Muslim to pray a Christian prayer. You try to force a Muslim to stand and openly read the Bible. You try to force a Muslim in a classroom setting to simply recite what Jesus said and to embrace that. You will find the media will be all over it. You'll find that there'll be agony untold in relationship to what will happen to that Christian school or the Christian administrators or those that will do such a thing. But when it comes to what is happening here, it finally goes through the churning wheels of justice and finally is meted out. This had taken place a couple of years ago, and it's finally coming to a head where they're having to pay $2.6 million for doing that. That's Christian persecution. That's Christian prosecution. That's coming in the face of Christians. Perhaps you're listening today, and you say, well, I believe that Christians should be silent. I believe that Christians should practice their faith behind the closed doors of their churches. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset has been perpetrated upon us so much for so long that somehow, some way, we Christians have come to believe that, yes, we need to practice our faith behind the doors. We need to just simply tell people about Jesus. We can't get involved in the political arena. We can't talk about political things. We can't pray publicly. We can't wave a flag publicly. We can't talk about reading the scripture publicly. We can't, in fact, you try to go to city council right here in our city, and you stand and you want to start reading the scripture or praying, there'll be some way that they want to cut the mic off or cut it short, because after all, you're simply carrying out your religious liberties, your freedom of speech. But that is not what is embraced in society today. I'm looking at an article. Activists no child should ever see. Activities no child should ever see. Parents fight to protect their children from obscene, sexualized performances. A fight to protect children in Florida from an obscene LGBTQ performance in a public location that is only feet away from a children's playground is ramping up. Liberty Counsel earlier filed a friend of the court brief in the case at Naples Pride versus City of Naples, in which the LGBTQ organization demanded the right to impose its ideological bent on children in the public park. It is representing concerned Collier County parents against the planned sexually explicit drag queen show at the children's play area. The article reads, Florida's Protection of Children's Act of 2023 expressly outlaws public drag shows held in view of minors, allowing drag performances in open air and in full view of busy children's playgrounds would violate Florida law, according to Liberty Counsel. The state of Florida recognizes that children and their parents, by extension, have a legally protectable interest in the material they're exposed to, as well as having safe parks and playgrounds, the legal team explained. Naples Pride calls it their drag queen show family-friendly. But pornographic evidence of similar events confirm that the show involves male performances and obscene drag performing lewd poses and simulating sexual acts that are unsustainable for minors. The drag performances are invited children to place money in their waistbands like strippers in a bar, and the men should shook off their stuffed tops and twerked their fishnets around their honey, mimicking other activities that are immoral for a child to see. The scenes are revolting and totally inappropriate for children. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Christian persecution. That is it is basically shaking the fist in the face of God and saying that we can do this and we have the right to do so, and Christians have no rights, no values, no Christian principles, and the morals and ethics and values afforded to us and the religious liberties and the freedom of speech for Christians should be shut out and condemned by the left. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Christian persecution and media silence. Do you hear the media talking about any of this? Do you hear the local news talking about this? Have you seen this on the local television or the national or state television programs talking about this thing that is taking place that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy? The answer to that's no. The media is silent when it comes to something like that. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, our Christian liberties and freedoms are being encroached upon, and we need to take a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take at the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine.